各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主的恩典，让我们一起守安息日来敬拜神，互相学习道理。
Thanks the guidance of God that He brought us here to worship God and also to learn mutually, to learn together.
啊，今天早上我们来学习天上属灵的福气。
This morning we will study together the spiritual blessings in heaven.
我们知道一般世界上的人、啊、他们、啊、追求上世界上的钱财地位名声跟享乐
So most of the people in this world will pursue after riches, wealth, status and enjoyment
他们认为这个是人生、啊、最大的福气
They feel that this is the most optimum blessing in this world
其实所罗门王、啊、非常荣耀尊贵的时候
We look at King Solomon at his peak of his wealth and glory
他用他的智慧、啊、一生当中、啊、一直追求人生的福气
He used his wisdom to pursue after the blessing of this world
那虽然后来他都得到了
And eventually he have gained all those blessings
但是他最后的结论说在日光之下没有真正的福气。
However, his conclusion at the end was that there is no true blessing under the sun.
所以他说一切都是劳碌，都是捕风。
Therefore, he said at the end that everything is vanity and is all wind.
啊，虽然看起来好像得到很多的福气啊，但是他最后说好像捕风一样，没有办法真正的拥有。
And even though he have gained all the things in this world, but at the end, he felt that he is grasping air.
因为世间的福气啊，都是暂时的。
Because all the blessings in this world are temporary.
啊，我们一个敬拜神的人啊，我们所追求的不是世上的福气。
So as a person that is worshiping God, our pursuit is not of this world.
所以保罗说啊。如果我们一个信主的人主在今生有指望，那就比众人更可怜了。
And that's why Paul said, if a believer pursue or his hope is only of this world, then he is more pitiful than all other people.
因为世界上的福气不是真福，而是暂时的。
Because the blessing of this world is not a true blessing, rather it is only of temporary.
所以大卫王说啊，神啊，你不要让我跟一般人一样。
And therefore, David said to God, do not make me like others.
啊，有了地位，有了享乐，啊，就满足了。
That I will be content after I have wealth and riches and status.
啊，把自己的财富，啊，将来留给自己的子孙，他们就感到心满意足。
And that in the future that he will pass his inheritance to his offsprings and they will be content.
那他说、啊、我盼望将来有一天、啊、醒过来的时候能够面对面见到神。
And David says that he hopes that one day when he wakes up, he could face God face to face.
那我才能够真正的心满意足。
Then he could truly be content.
所以我们基督徒所追求的是从天上来的真正永福永远的、啊、全辈的真福气。
And that's why as a Christian, we should pursue that true blessing that is from heaven, a eternal blessing.
我们今天早上、啊、就用这个题目跟我们大家一起来学习。
Therefore, this morning, we will use this topic as a mutual encouragement.
我们看以弗所书第三一第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
以弗所书一章第三节跟第四节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4
愿颂赞归给我们主耶稣基督的父神他在基督里面曾经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气第四节
4.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督耶稣里面拣选了我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵这里讲到神借着耶稣基督啊，是给我们天上各样属灵的福气
So God here says that God our Father in heaven through Lord Jesus Christ gave us all kinds of blessing in heaven.
因为从神来的福气才是全备才是永恒的真福气。
Because only the blessing from God is the eternal blessing, is the true blessing, and it is the perfect blessing.
第一个福气就是神从创世以前就要借着耶稣基督里面来拣选我们。
And the first blessing is through Jesus Christ that he would choose us, he would choose us through his creation.
所以一个人能够蒙神的拣选，这是大恩典。
So a person, if we're chosen by God, that is a great blessing.
好像一些孤儿在孤儿院里面。
So like an orphan in an orphanage.
有一个慈善家，他就非常有爱心，想要领养这些孤儿。
And a person that is very kind came to wanted to adopt these orphan. Of course, he has no duty or responsibility to adopt all the orphans. Therefore, he goes into an orphanage and he will choose and select the one that he likes. So those who were chosen, their life changed from that point. Because from originally, they don't have parents.
现在有慈善的人给他非常好非常丰盛的生活。
But now, because of this selection, they gain this wonderful life and a wonderful environment.
我们本来人犯了罪以后生活在罪中，罪的结果就是灭亡。
So when the person sin, when we sin, our outcome is destruction.
那神因为爱我们，把我们从世人当中拣选出来。
But because God loves us, therefore He chosen us among all people.
不只让我们不至灭亡，还是给我们各样的福气。
So that we will not meet the destruction, but rather also give us abundant blessing.
所以这个拣选是神白白赐给我们的恩典。
Therefore, this choosing is a free gift, a free blessing from God.
事实上，我们没有什么样的功劳。
In reality, we have no efforts in accomplishing this. Let's turn to Malachi, chapter 1, verse 2.
神说：“以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。”神对以色列人说：“我拣选你们，没有拣选以扫，这就是爱你们。”So
when the God said to the Israelites that I have chosen you and not chosen Esau, that is a love for me to you.
本来以扫是哥哥，他是一个长子。
Originally, Esau is the older brother, and he has the inheritance.
本来他可以继承父亲的产业，承受父亲的祝福。
And he was supposed to inherit his inheritance from his father and receive all the blessings.
但是神后来却拒绝了以扫，拣选雅各来得到福分。
But God have forsaken Esau and gave all the blessings to Jacob.
他说：“以扫的祖孙住在希尔山，后来整个民族都消失掉了。”And
then Esau's descendant were later on annihilated.
雅各以色列人成为神的选民。And
Jacob, the Israelites became the chosen people of God.
虽然他们曾经得罪神，也受苦。And
of course, and they have once sin against God and also were under torment.
但是神的恩典不断临到他们，最后以色列家，最后还会全家得救。
But God's blessing continuously came upon them, and in the end, the entire house of Israel will once again be saved.
所以神说，我拣选雅各，没有拣选以扫。
And that's why God said that I have selected Jacob and not Esau. This is my love, my manifestation of my love. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7 verse 6.
申命记第七章第六节.
Revelation chapter 7 verse 6.
七章六节. 因为你归主你的神为圣洁的百姓, 主你的神从地上的万民中啊, 拣选你, 特作自己的子民第七节。 神专爱你们, 拣选你们, 并不是因为你们人数多于别民, 原来你们的人数啊, 在万民中啊, 是极少的, 第八节。 主因为神爱你们, 又因为要所他向你们列祖所起的事, 就用大能的所领你们出来, 从为奴之家救赎你们, 让你们脱离了埃及王法老的所。 这里讲到说, 其实不是以色列人啊, 他们有什么长处。
In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, 7, and 8, here says that it is not because of the Israelites' efforts,
也不是因为他们人数比别人众多,
or that they have more people than others.
所以因为神爱他们, 所以跟他们的祖先立约, 然后拣选他们来得福气。
But rather, it is because God loved them and that he has established his covenant with his ancestors, that's why they give them blessings.
所以我们今天啊, 能够归主啊, 做神的儿女,
and therefore today we are able to be belong to God and become his children.
事实上啊, 这我们没有什么功劳。
And in reality, we have made no effort in this.
因为在创世以前啊, 神就预定拣选我们。
Because before the creation, God have already predestined to save us.
所以主耶稣说, 不是你们拣选了我, 是我拣选你们。
Therefore Jesus said that it is not you that chosen me, but rather I chosen you.
不是因为我们比别人好。
Or not that because we are better than others.
而是神白白把这个福气赐给我们。
But rather it is that God have given this blessing to us freely.
所以这个叫做恩典啊。 我们没有付出什么代价，神白白把福气赐给我们。
And this is the blessing that God have given us freely.
所以我们是被拣选的族类。
And therefore, we are the chosen people.
我们看彼得前书二章第九节。
Let's first turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
所以唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗日奇妙光明者的美德。第十节。Verse
10.
你们从前算不得子民，现在借作了神的子民。 从前未蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续，所以我们本来啊不是神的选民。
Here it says that originally we were not the chosen people of God.
在神所应许的各样的约里面啊，我们根本就是局外人，没有份。
In all the covenant of God that we are actually outsider, we have no part in it.
那神特别从万民当中啊。
But God has chosen us out of all people,
让我们能够成为神的儿女啊, 有君王身份的祭司,
so that we could become the children of God and to have the status of a royal priesthood.
说神的目的就是要让我们来, 歌颂赞美神的荣耀美德。
And the purpose is that God wants us to declare his praise and praise him of all wonderful things.
然后把我们所得到的福气啊, 来传扬, 来引导更多人来认识神。
And to proclaim the blessings that we have received from him and to bring more people to believe in him.
所以我们能够蒙拣选啊, 这是第一个非常宝贵的福分。
Therefore, when we are chosen, this is the first very precious blessings that we have received.
我们刚刚回来,
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5.
以弗所书一章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5.
说又因为爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得到儿子的名分。好，说第二个福气啊，就是让我们得到神儿子的名分。
And the second blessing is that we could receive the status of God's son.
我们知道我们生活在什么样的家庭啊？ 就受到这个家庭的影响。
We know that what kind of family that we live in, we will be influenced by that family environment.
假如生在一个贫穷的家庭或奴役的家庭啊。出生就要受苦。
So for example, if we are born into a slave family, then the minute that we're born, we will be in toil.
如果一个人啊，生长在一个君王啊，贵族的家庭里面。
And for example, another person were born into the house of the king.
成为一个王子啊，当然他就可以享受很多的特权。
And the minute that he was born, he is a prince, and he will have authorities in his a special authority in his hand.
说我们今天能够成为神儿子的身份作为一种相当尊贵荣耀的身份。
So today, when we have the status of the Son of God, this is a very precious, very honorable status.
事实上世界上君王的儿子也不见得最好最享受。
And in reality, the sons of kings were not necessarily have the most blessings.
说有一个故事说有一个希腊王子他虽然王宫里面享受很多但他觉得不是很快乐。
So there was a story, a prince of Greece, although he has all the blessings of the palace, but he felt that he is not happy.
有一次他在街上的时候看到有一个捕蛇的一个鞋匠。
And one time he was on the street and saw a person mending shoes.
虽然这个鞋匠看起来他是很辛苦在工作家境也不是很富裕。
And he looked at this person, and even though he doesn't have a wealthy family and he is mending shoes.
看起来他就很高兴一边工作还一边唱歌。
But looking at him, he seems to be joyful because he sings while he works.
所以这个王主就问他说，我作为一个王主我都没有办法快乐了。
And then he asked him, as a prince of this country, I cannot seem to find happiness.
你做一个鞋匠，你怎么这么快乐？
And you, as a shoes mender, how could you be so happy?
这个鞋匠说，你是王子我是万王之王的儿子
And this person said, "You are the king of, you are the son of a king, but I am the son of king of kings."
当然我比你更快乐。
And therefore, I am more happier than you.
因为他是神的儿女所以神是他的父亲。
And because
他是神的儿女，当然非常的快乐。
And that's why, because he is the son of God, and therefore he is the son of kings, and therefore he is much happier.
我们有一个弟兄
We have a brother.
他还没有信主以前因为身体曾经生病。
And before he believed in God, he was sick.
到中国去找特别治疗的医生。
And he went to China to look for a special doctor.
那个医生说把他手脚绑着就用力把他拉。
And this doctor would tie up his hands and feet and then pull him.
这个一拉这个脊椎受伤整个人就瘫痪掉了。
And after they pulled him, his spinal cords were damaged and he was crippled from that point on.
所以变成一个真正完全残废的人。
And from that day on, he became a cripple.
后来有机会来信主。
And afterward, he had the chance to come to believe in God.
主耶稣医治他慢慢能够走路但是要靠着拐杖。
And God have healed him so that he could slowly walk with a cane. And so he drive a taxi that is specially made for cripples.
这样来赚钱养家。
And through that, he would earn his living.
一般人会觉得说，他是一个残障的人呐。
And people often see that he is a cripple.
但是看到他，却心里很快乐。
And but however, when they see him, he seems to be very happy.
看到人了，就做见证，发传单。
And whenever he met people, he will testify to them and to give and pass out flyers.
所以大家很稀奇呀。
And so many people were very curious.
你一个残障的人，你怎么这么快乐？
Why would a cripple be so happy?
安娜娜说，感谢主啊，因为我得到主耶稣的救恩。
And he said that he would answer that he thanked God that he have received the blessing from God.
虽然我残障啊，但是啊，我还可以工作，还可以养家。
And even though he is crippled, but he is still able to work and also to provide for his family.
啊，不如这样，我认识了天上的真神。
And that he also recognize and also get to know this God in heaven.
我现在成为他的儿女。
And that now he is the son of this God.
所以我心中充满喜乐，充满着盼望。
And therefore in his heart he is filled with joy and filled with hope.
所以我们人能够成为神的儿女啊，这是一个非常大的福分。
And so as a Christian, we have become the children of God. That is a great blessing. And in reality, we are created by God. And we are the Son of God. And God gave us the authority to rule over all things.
就被赶出伊甸园，同时失掉了神儿子的身份。
But because men have sinned, therefore they were cast out of Garden of Eden, and also at the same time lost their status as son.
所以人生在有很多的劳苦啊，绝望。
And therefore they toil in this world and they lost their hope.
但是耶稣基督为着救人啊，所以亲自来到这个世界上。
But Jesus Christ, because he came to this world to save all mankind.
他说要让我们啊，借着相信耶稣基督重新得到神儿子的名分。
And through believing in Jesus that we will regain this sonship.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
约翰福音一章第三节。
John chapter 1 verse 3.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。跳过来看第九节。
Let's skip to verse 9.
第九节,
verse 9.
那个光是真光, 照亮一切生在世上的人, 第十节,
verse 10.
他在世界也是借着他造的, 世界却不认识他, 十一节,
verse 11.
他到自己的地方来, 自己的人倒不接待他, 十二节,
verse 12.
完接待他的, 就是信他名的人，他就是他们权柄，做神的儿女。这里讲到说，神道成肉身啊，来到世界上。Here
it says that God came, became flesh into this world.
所以耶稣基督啊，他本来就是那个真神啊，造物主。
And Jesus Christ, he himself was that creator of all things, that God. So he came to this world to be the savior of mankind. And he is the true light that comes into this world. And he will guide people to walk on this path of light. And even though this world was created by him,
But 不敬畏他,
when he came to this world, the people of this world did not recognize him and did not honor him.
但是说, 如果接待他, 相信他的人啊, 就能够得到神儿子的权柄。
And but those who recognize him and to accept him will receive the status of a son and the authority of the son.
因为神是给他的儿子啊, 能够管理他所造的万物。
Because God has given his son the authority to rule over this world.
将来要跟耶稣基督啊一同作王啊。 审判天下
And in the future, we will be able to rule with Jesus Christ and to judge the world.
所以我们今天呢，相信主耶稣啊，能够得到神儿子这个非常尊贵的这个身份。
Therefore, today when we believe in Christ, that we could receive the sonship, the status of a son of God, a very precious status.
我们看罗马书的第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 16.
罗马书八章，我们从十四节看。
Let's look at 14.
八章的十四节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
所以呢，凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。十五节。
15.
你们所说的不是奴仆的灵。 能救害怕，所说的乃是儿子的灵，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。16节，所以你要以我们的心呐，一同来证明我们是神的儿女呀。所以我们今天呢，相信主了以后，主耶稣接纳我们，让我们重新做神的儿女。
Therefore, today, when we believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ, He will accept us and to regain our sonship of God.
所以我们不是做仆人的, 而是做神的儿子。
Therefore, we are not servants, but rather we are the sons of God.
所以神把他的灵啊, 赐给我们, 啊, 让我们印证我们是神的儿女。
Therefore, God gave us His Spirit to testify that we are His Son.
我们可以称天上的神啊, 为我们的阿爸, 我们的父亲。
And then we could call Him and cry out, Abba, Father.
啊, 所以圣灵是要来证明我们真是神的儿女。
And therefore, the Spirit Himself is to testify that we are the children of God.
啊, 当然做神的儿女啊, 就能够享受神家里面的一切的福分。
And as the children of God, we could inherit all the, and enjoy all the things in God's kingdom.
同样享受神所赐给我们天上地下所有属上属灵的权柄。
And to enjoy and receive all the blessings in the world, in heaven and in this world that were given by God.
我们再看回来以弗所书一章第七节。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
以弗所书一章第七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
说我们借着这个爱主的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。 乃是照他丰盛的恩典。这里讲到第三个福分呢，就是借着耶稣基督的宝血来赦免我们一切的过犯。The
third blessing is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are redeemed of all our
sin。人生会劳苦啊，会死亡，就是因为得罪神的关心。
In a person's life, we will meet toils and problems and death because we have sinned against God.
所以说，因为人犯了罪，啊，所以罪就进到这个世界。
And therefore, it says that sin came into this world because mankind sinned against God.
所以众人啊，都生活在罪中。
And therefore, all people live under sin.
罪的工价就是死亡。
And the outcome of sin is death.
所以这个死就会临到所有的众人。
And death will come upon all people.
不只是人肉体暂时活着。
And as our life will temporarily sustain our live for a period of time, but one day we will all die.
所以死后还要受审判，还要永远的沉沦呐。
And after death, we will still be judged, and then we are in eternal death.
这是因为犯罪的缘故。
And that is because we have sinned.
但是耶稣啊。 借着耶稣基督救赎我们,
but through the salvation of Christ, Jesus Christ,
然后让我们能够白白得到称义,
that we,
免除一切的罪行,
that we could once again be called righteous and to be redeemed of all our sin.
我们看罗马书第三章,
let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章,
Romans chapter 3,
23节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans 3, verse 23.
说因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。二十四节。
24.
如今借蒙神的恩典，因为耶稣基督的救赎，就白白得称义。所以我们人。 不管是犹太人或所有其他各种族的人啊,
so as any mankind,
所以因为世人啊, 全部都犯了罪, 啊, 得罪了神, 亏欠了神的荣耀。
All men in this world have sinned and have fallen short of God's glory.
所以本来人活在世界上是没有指望的。
And therefore we live in this world without hope.
啊, 但是现在借着耶稣基督啊, 啊，来世界做我们的救主。
But through Jesus Christ, that He have became the Savior of mankind.
就是要把我们从罪当中啊救赎出来。
And therefore, He is to redeem us out of our sin.
啊，不只是不要定我们的罪。
Not only will He not judge us of our sin,
还要因为他的啊。 拯救的公物啊，来称我们每一个人都是义人呐，
都是圣人。 And through His salvation, that He will redeem of our sin and set us free.
啊，所以耶稣说啊，神为着爱世人，所以神把他的独生子啊赐给我们。
And that's why the Bible says that God loves mankind, and therefore He has given His only Son to us.
为着不让我们定罪灭亡。
So that we will not be judged and be deemed a second death.
然后要让我们得救得永生啊。
But rather to give us salvation and to receive that eternal life.
所以借着耶稣基督啊。 他的救恩要让我们白白得到称义。
And therefore, through Jesus Christ's salvation, that we will receive salvation freely.
我们继续看罗马书三章二十五节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3, verse 25.
罗马书三章二十五节。
Romans 3, verse 25.
说神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。 要显明神的义, 原来用忍耐的心, 宽容人先时所犯的罪, 26节。
26.
好在今时显明他的义, 使人知道自己为义, 也称信耶稣的人为义。 这里讲到说, 耶稣怎么来救赎我们。
Here it talks about how Jesus Christ came to save us.
就是他, 在十字架上替我们担罪，替我们流血，替我们死亡。
That He crucified on the cross for our sin, to die for us.
所以古时候的人呢，他们常常要杀牲畜流血。
So in the old days, they have to sacrifice an animal to shed blood.
啊，这个叫做牺牲啊。
And that is to make a sacrifice.
啊，主要的意义就是说，因为人有罪。
And the main reason is that men have sinned.
所以你要借着这个动物流血, 来赎人的罪。
And through the blood of the animals, that they were redeemed of our sin.
本来这个动物是无辜的。
And this animal is innocent.
但是因为人有了罪以后啊, 把这个罪就归在这个动物的身上。
And because of men have sinned, therefore we pass on the sin over to this animal.
他被杀流血了。
And when he is killed and shed his blood.
白白牺牲来担当我们人的罪。
And that he have the animal will sacrifice innocently to to take up or bear our sin.
啊，这只是告诉我们说，人有罪，必须要流血才能够除罪。
And that is simply to tell us that men have sinned, and we need blood to redeem of our sin.
啊，事实上啊，那些动物的血没有办法真正除罪。
And in reality, those animals' blood cannot truly redeem a person's sin.
所以耶稣才需要来到这个世界。
And therefore, Jesus needs to come into this world.
啊，因为他是没有瑕疵、非常圣洁、完全的救主。
But because he is a perfect being, he is a perfect God.
所以唯有借着他来担当我们的罪。
And only through him, he will atone of our sin.
所以他被杀流血，他的血才能够真正除掉我们一切的过犯。
And when he has sacrificed himself up and to shed his blood for us, then we, our sin will be redeemed.
所以说，耶稣他成为挽回祭。
And therefore, Jesus is the sacrifice atonement.
啊，就是借着耶稣啊，来免去了神对人类的愤怒。
And that is to mitigate the anger of God towards men.
啊，因为看到耶稣的血，所以耶稣神就白白啊来饶恕人的过犯。
And through the blood of Jesus Christ, that God forgave all the sins of men.
啊，这是耶稣救我们的方法。
And that is the method that God have used to save all mankind.
他说耶稣基督已经在十字架上啊流血牺牲舍命了。
And Jesus Christ have died for us on the cross and has shed his blood for us.
那我们今天啊就是靠着耶稣的宝血啊来洗礼啊啊来除掉我们的罪。
And today, through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are baptized to wash away our sin.
啊，因为这是神啊给我们开了一个得救的一个门路。
And this is the way, a door that God has opened for us.
他说耶稣叫门徒说你们往普天下去传福音。
And Jesus commanded his disciples to go out and preach unto the world.
啊，相信受洗的啊就能够得救。
Those who believe and be baptized will be saved.
因为这个洗礼啊能够把我们的过犯洗干净。
Because this baptism will wash away all our sin.
啊，因为我们洗礼啊，不只是光浸在水里面，而是浸在耶稣的宝血里面。
Because in our baptism, we not only submerge in water, but actually in spirit, we submerge in the blood of Christ.
啊，因为有圣灵来见证，这是耶稣的宝血。
Because through the Spirit that it testifies, this is the blood of Christ.
啊，所以这是耶稣给我们所立的新约。
And this is the new covenant that God made with us.
以色列人啊，跟神立一个旧约。
So the Israelites had a covenant with God.
啊，当时是杀牛杀羊流血。
And that time they have to sacrifice animals and shed their blood.
啊，然后把这个血洒在众百姓的身上。
And they will sprinkle this water on all people.
啊，这样来做记号，神跟人立约。
And this is as a sign of the covenant between God and men.
啊，但是那个约啊不完全。
But that covenant is not perfect.
所以耶稣才要需要用自己的血。
And therefore Jesus Christ have to use his own blood.
啊，耶稣的血啊不只是洒在人的身上。
The God's blood, Jesus' blood is not just to sprinkle on us.
而是要洁净我们的内心。
But also to cleanse our inner beings and our
heart. 啊，把我们对神啊对人所有的亏欠啊借着耶稣的宝血把我们洁净。
And through the blood of Christ that he will cleanse us of all sins and all iniquities against God and against man.
我们一切的过犯啊都能够得到赦免。
And therefore all our iniquities will be forgiven.
我们可以存着一个坦然无愧的心啊啊来到神的面前来敬拜神。
And we will have a clear conscience to come in front of God to worship him.
啊，神就要随时做我们的帮助跟依靠。
God will be our help. God will be our help and our reliance.
啊，所以凡事都可以借着祷告来告诉神。
Therefore, we could come to God in petition of everything that we have.
啊，神就赐给我们各样属灵的福气啊。是给我们意外的平安。
And God will give us all kind of blessings and all peace above all transcends all understanding.
因为我们的过犯已经得赦免了，神重新接纳我们是他的儿女。
Because we our sins are all forgiven and God have accepted us once again as His Son.
我们再看以弗所书一章十一节。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15.
以弗所书一章的十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随景意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。这里讲到说，神也让我们在他里面。
And here he also tells us that God has promised through him that we will receive the inheritance of heaven. We know that all things in this world are temporary. The world, there is the beginning of this world and the end of this world.
出生了以后，暂时活在世界上。Once
we're born, we are living in this world temporarily.
等到我们年老了以后，有一天我们也要离开世界。And
when we are old, one day we will leave this world.
所以地上不是我们永远长存的地方。Therefore,
this world is not an eternal place for us to dwell in.
我们人生在世界只是聚居客旅的生活。We're
just a sojourner of this world.
那我们最大的盼望就是将来有一天离开世界能够回到天上去。Our
greatest hope is to depart from this world and return to heavenly kingdom.
因为人本来是从天上来的。Because
man is from God.
应当回到天上去才对。And
therefore we need to return to God in heaven.
那是因为人犯罪得罪了神。And
because we have sinned against God.
所以人在世界就迷失了，找不到回天家的道路。And
therefore we are lost in this world and cannot find the way back to heavenly home.
所以耶稣基督要重新赐给我们。
And therefore, Jesus, through Jesus Christ, He will once again give us this blessing in heaven. And will guide us back to this heavenly kingdom. So we will inherit that inheritance in heaven. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
罗马书八章十七节。Romans
chapter 8 verse 17.
说既然是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣，我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。所以我们现在既然是神的儿女呢。
So now that we are the children of God, therefore we are the heirs of God. And these heirs are to inherit the inheritance of our ancestors. And since we're heirs of God, that God will give us His inheritance in heaven. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Here it tells us that what God once chosen Abraham and have given him three great promises. That his descendants will be as much as the sands of the sea on the seashore and the stars in heaven. And that his descendants will become great nations. And that he promised the land of Canaan to be given to his descendants.
要赐给他大福气，让所有世界上的
And that he's going to give him great blessings that through Abraham's descendant that all people will receive grace.
神给亚伯拉罕的福气啊，有包括地面上的，也有包括天上。
So the blessing that God gave to Abraham, including the blessing of this world and in heaven.
啊，所以以色列人是他地上的祖孙。
And therefore, Israelites are his descendant of this world.
我们今天信耶稣了以后，称为属灵的亚伯拉罕祖孙。
And we as now we believe in Christ become the descendants of Abraham in spirit.
啊，那我们所承受的不是迦南地，而是天上的产业。
So today we don't inherit the land of Canaan in this world, but rather we inherit the inheritance in heaven.
亚伯拉罕一生啊，住在迦南地。
Abraham lived in land of Canaan for his entire life.
但一直到死啊，他没有得到迦南地。
Until his death, he have not gained that land of Canaan.
400多年以后啊，才实现。
It was not until 400 years later that came true.
但圣经里面说啊，亚伯拉罕所盼望的不是地面上的迦南。
But the Bible says that Abraham's hope is not of this world, of the land of Canaan.
而是天上更美的家乡。
But rather, it is the heavenly home that is more beautiful than here.
说神为他造了一个非常坚固的城。
And it says that God have built a very strong, very strong city for him.
啊，所以他凭着信心啊，已经看到那个天上更美的家乡。
And through faith that he have already seen that home in heaven.
因为那个不是人所建造的，而是神亲自所建设的一个荣耀永恒的城。
Because that is not built by men, but rather it is built by God, a strong eternal city.
啊，地上的家乡啊，都是暂时的。
All the things of this world are temporary.
地上的家乡啊，有很多啊美中不足的地方。
His home in this world is not perfect.
天上的家乡是永远荣耀的。
But this home in heaven is eternal glory.
啊，是不朽坏、不衰残。
It will not decay, it will not destruct.
是一个好的无比的家乡。
It is a wonderful home in heaven.
啊，这也是神啊，所要赐给我们天上的产业。
And this is the inheritance that God will give us in heaven.
所以我们看到很多的圣徒啊，神曾经带领他们回到天国。
So we have seen some saints that God have took them back to heaven.
啊，他们看到非常美好的光景。
They have seen a beautiful scene in front of them.
听到非常隐秘的声音。
They hear a mystical sounds.
他们说这个世界上没有一个地方可比啊。
They say that it is incomparable of in anything in this world.
啊，所以是一个啊，极重无比、永远荣耀的天上家乡。
It is a wonderful, wonderful place, home in heaven.
啊，所以因为他们凭着信心的眼睛啊，看到了，而且充满着盼望。
And through faith that they have seen, and with hope that they have hope of that.
而且神把圣灵赐给我们。
And because God gave us this Holy Spirit,
啊，来做印证。
It is to testify for us.
有了圣灵以后，你很清楚知道真的有神。
And through the Holy Spirit, we truly know that there is a God.
啊，真的有天国。
And there is a heaven.
因为圣灵就是我们进天国的凭据。
Because Holy Spirit is the guarantee for us to go into heaven.
啊，所以圣灵啊，住在我们身上。
And so the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
啊，让我们能够一尝到天恩的滋味。
And therefore, we could taste the blessing of this heavenly kingdom.
因为神借着圣灵啊，把他丰盛的恩惠跟慈爱要浇灌在我们心里面。
Because through the Holy Spirit, God will give His abundant blessings and pour His abundant blessing into our hearts.
虽然我们在一个泛滥的世界啊，但是有。主里面有属灵的平安。
Even though we live in this world of tribulation, but in Christ we will receive peace.
因为神啊，将平安、喜乐各样的恩典啊，充满在我们身上，充满在我们的家中。
Because through God have poured all these wonderful blessings in our hearts and in our family.
所以一方面我们在生活当中啊，有神跟我们同在。
And therefore, in our life, we have the abundance of God.
啊, 来帮助我们过一个得胜的生活。
To help us to live a victorious life.
啊, 等到有一天啊, 耶稣从天上降临的时候,
So one day when Jesus second coming,
啊, 那就要带我们啊, 回到天上的家乡。
Then he will once again bring us back into this heavenly kingdom.
啊, 那个时候我们就要永远跟主同住。
And by then, we will live forever eternally with God.
这是神从天上赐给我们各样的属灵福气。
And this is all kinds of blessings that God has given us from heaven.
我们最后看以弗所书一章十七节。
Let's lastly turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
以弗所书一章的十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赐给你们。 使你们真正知道他十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。 所以保罗说啊，神要赐给我们的恩典实在太大了。And
so Paul says here that God's blessing to us is enormous.
啊，所以求神呐，啊，将他的灵赐给我们。And
so he prayed that God give His Spirit to us.
因为这个圣灵又叫做智慧和启示的灵。Because
His Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们心灵的眼睛能够打开，
so that we, our spiritual eyes could be open，
能够看到那个属灵的福分，
that we could see the blessing in the spirit，
让我们知道说神召我们来，只要带给我们丰盛的生命，
so that we see that when God comes to us， that He will bring to us blessings of this world，
让带给我们的全备的救恩，
and will give us the complete salvation.
要让我们承受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
So that we could inherit that wonderful blessings and glory in heaven.
所以我们也可以看到说神在我们身上所彰显的能力啊是何等的浩大。
And we could see the magnificent strength that God magnifies in us.
因为呢把我们从 罪当中啊,
because God have saved us out of our sin.
把我们啊, 从死亡当中啊, 拯救出来,
and through and deliver us out of death.
还要救我们进到那个永恒的天国。
And now He will save us to bring us back into this eternal heavenly kingdom.
所以我们知道将来有一天啊,
and so we know that one day,
我们这个身体好像那个帐篷一样会拆毁掉。
And that our body is like a tent that it will be taken down.
但靠着神赐给我们复活的大能。
But because through the promise of this salvation,
啊, 让我们的身体啊, 能够复活或者是改变成为荣耀的灵体。
That our body will resurrect and change into a spiritual form.
啊, 所以这是神要在我们身上啊, 所显出的大能力大荣耀。
And this is the great mighty strength and power that God wants to manifest in us.
我们来唱诗514首。
Let's sing hymn 514.